On the personal struggle we all wage to make sensible plans, to maintain a big picture vision, and to clarify our values when we're tested by real life, best-selling author and lecturer David Allen has a word of advice. You do all of these things more effectively when you're able to clear your head.
You know, anybody who's trying to operate at a high-performance level, I mean, think of somebody going before they're going to do a concert, you know, a concert pianist before they're going on stage with, you know, 6 million people that are going to listen to what they do. You know, what they don't want to do is be distracted, and they need to have a clear head so that they're fully available to the, you know, to the meta talent that may show up when they put themselves into those kind of situations.
David Allen's roadmap for focus and self-management is known to his legions of devotees as GTD. It stands for Getting Things Done, the title of his massively popular book. David's newer book, Making It All Work, speaks to the growing audience of people who experience the speed and complexity of our world and can almost feel crushed by it, who crave a way to wrestle it all down and to gain perspective. It starts, he says, with methodically collecting and sorting out our loose ends, from that email we haven't answered to the family project that keeps crying out for our attention. But corralling those loose ends into a system we can trust is just part of the process.
You know, the control piece is one, like, okay, now I got all, the ship's not sinking. You know, got the ship, you know, and a lot of getting control.
The dinner is not burning.
The dinner's not burning, right, cool. Then you say, well, wait a minute, is this the dinner I need to be cooking? Or wait a minute, is the ship pointed where it needs to be pointed? Because ultimately I can get control of the ship. I've got control of the helm and I've stopped it from sinking. But if I don't start to point the ship in the right direction, I'm going to keep running into the thing that created the hole to begin with. So there's a very tight connection between perspective and control, because if you're not focused on what some part of you knows, think, or thinks you should be focused on, then there's a part of you that's going to start losing control again. So they're very tightly connected to each other. But let's make it a little simpler. Okay, now I've got things under control. How do I decide priorities? Because if I've got, you know, over 150 things to do in terms of action items, which is a typical inventory for, you know, most professionals anyway, how do I make a choice? So that's where the perspective piece comes in. We'll say, well, okay, you're going to have to do something and not do a lot of other things, so we need to make some sort of strategic or tactical choice about which one of these things is going to give me the highest payoff. And that's where, say, well, how do I determine my priorities?
That may depend on what David Allen calls your horizon of focus. Think of it as an airplane trip at the most mundane level, the runway before takeoff. Focus intently on the very next action you need to take toward attaining an outcome you've clearly defined. That's the key step to ensure forward progress. As your aircraft ascends to, say, 10,000 feet, you carefully keep track of your various projects and activities, encompassing work life and personal life. David Allen recommends reviewing the entire list once a week so nothing important slips through the cracks of our hectic schedules.
What I would call 20,000 feet would be the areas of your life that you need to maintain. You know, how important is your health and your energy, and how important is it to back up your computer, and how important is it to maintain, you know, reasonably positive relationships with the people you live and work with. And that's the maintenance part of life, which can take up quite a bit of life. As a matter of fact, as soon as you go to sleep, you just said taking care of your body and your health is more important than relationships or your career, because you just checked out from both of those and said, look, I'm going to take care of my body. Not to be facetious, but at some point that will be a priority and needs to be considered.